expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds. There we have it. All right. It's another day in the orifice.
Not really, but okay.
Today is September 4th.
It is.
Yeah, it's 2022. It is Sunday once again. My name is Mark Kent, and I'm your host for Sovereign Mind Radio. We have in the studio my sister Linda here, to Huda does all hoodoo, that voodoo that she do so well.
Yes.
And all the heavy lifting and all that other stuff, too.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Liam.
And Liam is in there doing a great job.
I always am.
It's true. We also have the kid that rocks around the clock, and he's
and all that stuff that he does, all that
voodoo. He's not faster than a speeding bullet this morning, though. I think he's faster.
He will be after he drinks that.
He's faster than a speeding espresso machine.
I mean, I'm rocking the 9 shots of Dutch Brothers. I'm gonna get up to
he's
it.
He's rocking it.
Wow.
He's rocking it, baby.
Hey, I restarted my old business again recently. Oh, I'm up till 4 in the morning last night.
Well, you know.
I'm gracing you with my presence here.
Well, you know, if you start, flopping on the ground, you're on your own. I'm just saying.
Yeah, he's going to be another one of those causes of death unknown. There'll be a Dutch Brothers little bit of a spittle coming off of the corner of his mouth there. It'll be a combination of espresso and milk.
We'll just throw you out to the curb.
And we're brought to you by Luke Pearson Construction, Custom Homes and Excavating. They're licensed and bonded. You can get a hold of them at 530-605-9575. Big shout out to Big O Tires out there, Jay and the gang. Let's see, what else have we got here? Anything?
And a shout out to Frank Rose. I hope you're doing
Frank
better.
Doing?
He called me and I wasn't able to pick up the call, but he's still at home getting better. So we do miss you dearly.
Yeah, Frank.
It's not the same in the morning.
It's like an institution here.
Miss you, Frank.
Yeah, we do.
All right, very good.
And don't forget, we got a lot of stuff coming up. And remember this Thursday, especially the fundraiser for Chris Kellstrom.
All right.
And we're out at the fairgrounds this time, air conditioning, so that's going to be a lot of fun. The barbecue is done by Rockin' Pete's. He's doing the Santa Maria tri-tip out there. Again, that's this Thursday. A table of 8 is $400, and you get $200 worth of raffle tickets. Lots of guns and all kinds of good stuff out
there.
Very good. So, you can always get tickets at Jones Ford.
Okay.
Excuse me.
Okay.
And what else? Oh, if you just want to help his campaign, you can donate. If you can't make it to the fundraiser, unfortunately, elections take some money. It's not cheap, but if you want to give a donation, you can send it to 14421 Old Oregon Trail, Suite B, Redding, California, 96003. I just noticed on his flyer it says Suite A. So disregard that. It's actually B. We should still get it, but the post office isn't always real good about delivering our mail correctly.
The new post office. The better post office. The better government. Yeah, the one that is getting so screwed up. That it's everybody else's fault, you'll notice. It's everybody else's fault.
Yepper.
I got a couple things. We have a guest today that'll be coming on here a little later in the show.
We do?
And but let's get over go over some of these news stories that we need to get out there. A couple, do you have any more announcements before?
We do have the Veterans Day Parade coming up on November 5th. Don't forget that. We have Veterans Day out at the cemetery, 11-11. And so that's good. And then we have Paisano Days coming.
What's the Paisano?
It's September 16th and 17th down at City...
Reading? Anderson?
The park. City Park.
Oh, City Park.
What they call City Park, remember?
Oh, so the one that's all it's all fenced off.
Exactly. That's the one. But, yeah, you can go down there. It's always a lot of fun, a lot of good food down there that time. So right now, and I think that's it.
All right, so I just want to, we need to hammer on Governor Newsom a little bit here, a little more Gavin Mussolini. From Open Books, there's a report here. I posted it on the Facebook page. Gavin Newsom solicits vendors for campaign donations. One of the big items that I think is funny is that his in-laws donated to Ron DeSantis' campaign, number one, which I thought was pretty funny. Yeah, they have a lot of faith in him. Yeah, they were donating to Ron DeSantis' campaign. But the top 10 California state vendors who have donated to Gavin Newsom's campaign, Anthem Blue Cross, United Health Group, Bank of America, Granite Construction, Pacific Gas and Electric, Citigroup, AT&T, Maximus, Center and its affiliated HealthNet and Kaiser Permanente. Does that tell you anything there that you might want to know?
Not surprising at any of them.
Not surprising at all.
Nope.
So then what we've got is we've got that Californians have been asked to stop charging their electric vehicles.
Yeah, you like that?
Just days after a ban on electric cars.
Yes.
So California residents are being asked to not charge their electric vehicles from 9 p.m. or I'm sorry, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. to conserve energy. Amid a brutal triple-digit heat wave, they were warned to brace for potential blackouts. Yeah, that's okay. Not third world. The request came mere days after the state announced a plan to ban sales of new gas-powered cars by 2035. Congressman Steve Scalise pointed out that the Democrats are trying to promote California foolish energy policies nationwide. It just gets better and better, I guess, is what you want to say. It's just amazing, though. You know, how many people are going to give up their cars? You know, if you got a choice right now, are you going to go electric?
I don't think so.
I don't think so. We got blackouts.
I mean, why would you? The grid is already overwhelmed. We know that.
Has anybody but me noticed that their electric bills are starting to go up higher?
There's at the start of the show, I said I'm restarting my business.
Now, also with the charging stations, is my understanding is if certain cars can only charge at certain stations too. Is that correct?
I guess. I don't know. I'm not electric.
In some cases, that's correct. You're right, though. The power bills and the amount of money is going up exponentially, and that's not going to stop. That's not
going to
change.
So we're going to electricity to save money and keep the planet clean, even though the power bills go up. And how are they creating the electricity if they get rid of the dams and they burn coal?
Well, and this last month, just to give you an idea, my power bill went from about $800 a month to $1,300 a month.
What's the problem, man? Hey, go green.
Yeah. Yeah, and
you didn't turn your electricity off between 4 and 9, now did you?
You know, I did that at the office this last week, and they said my power bill spiked. We all left the office, turned everything off, and then I got a notice saying my power bill spiked. And I got to call them on Tuesday, I guess, to go, how is it that my power bill spiked when I shut everything off and walked out of the office and didn't come back for that was Thursday, didn't come back till the next morning?
Mm-hmm.
How does that work? What is somebody plugging in? Is there an outside plug? Does somebody how does my power bill spike if nobody's there to use it and everything's shut off?
Well, and what we're seeing right now is it's not just that the grid is being overused. It's that everybody sues PG&E over all the fires that take place, and then they end up getting to the point to where they basically should have gone bankrupt, but instead they've got to pay off all those bills.
So they just charge everybody. They just charge everybody more money while they're donating to a frickin' scumbags campaign.
Well, and that they don't cut their pay. Those higher ups, in PG&E. Oh, I guarantee you they don't cut their pensions and
stuff. I heard
they're
moving into those shelters that they're building.
Yeah,
the
sure home. They are.
Come on.
Yeah, no.
Come on, man.
They can't get anybody in those shelters. What's the matter with you? They can't even pay people to go to the shelters.
We're operating
the stupidest
on a system
thing I've
right
ever
now
seen in my life.
That is 80 to 100 years old in a lot of places, and most places more than 50 years old. Can you think of any appliance in your home that's 50 years old and still efficient?
Well, I know some things that are in my home that are 50 years old, but it's not appliances.
But here's the thing. It doesn't matter anyway, because they're going to have a complete new infrastructure here pretty soon because they're burning everything down that's existing.
Well, there's that. There is this last week. There's a pilot program that they're introducing, which this one kind of makes me scratch my head, because you have a pilot program for solar panels to take solar and cover up waterways. So they're spending $20 million to take solar panels and cover up the waterways. What happens in a greenhouse, guys?
I don't know. I learned really slow, but I learned really good.
There's no problem with that, don't you get it?
And so in the greenhouse gases?
No, in a greenhouse.
That was me when I went into the greenhouse. Well, I'm sorry. That was the greenhouse.
It forces things to evaporate.
There we go. So that water goes up, greenhouse gets on the solar panels, comes back down. And what we're finding now is that there's a huge problem with solar panels and the crap that's in solar panels getting into the groundwater. There's no way to
come
recycle.
On. No. Say it ain't so. This
you're
government
not supposed
is all
to go there.
Everything is for our benefit. Come on, really?
So
stop
what
it.
Better way to protect our water than, you know, put solar panels right on top of them? That sounds like a really good idea when we're finding out that solar panels and the crap that's in them are getting into the groundwater. Let's just put it in the groundwater.
Well, we don't have any water here lately anyway, because they're shipping it all down south or out to the ocean right now. You know, so, I mean.
Yeah, hey, this is government at its finest. All across the board.
And at the same token, why is it that we are funding research in China for thorium nuclear power plants, but over here we only get this solar and the wind?
Funny you brought that up. I have a story here.
Because everything comes out of China, don't you know that?
Everything goes to China.
And comes from China. Come on now, where did COVID come from? I'm just saying.
I'm going to play a little clip here. This is a headline off the Gateway Pundit. Oh my, this changes everything. I'm not sure it does, but that's the headline. Biden family whistleblower Tony Bobulinski says top FBI official Tim Tebalt buried info he gave to the Bureau on the Biden family criminal acts. Now there's a little short.
Did he actually bury it?
I got to plug in here. Hold on just a second. I forgot to plug in. There we go. All right. So are we ready to go? All right, cool. So this is just a couple-minute clip. This is Tony Bobulinski. And let's see what he has to say about, Big Joe and company. That's what we should start calling him. Joe, the flat top and Joe Banana, you know.
Pete,
yeah, that's what you'd call him. never mind. Okay, here we go. This is Bobulinski. Here we go.
Conference. I was introduced to Joe Biden by Jim Biden and Hunter Biden. At my approximately hour-long meeting with Joe that night, we discussed the Biden's history, the Biden's family business plans with the Chinese, with which he was plainly familiar, at least at a high level. After that meeting, I had numerous communications with Hunter, Walker, Gilyear, and Jim Biden regarding the allocation of the equity ownership of Sinohawk. On May 13, 2017, I received an email concerning allocation of equity, which says 10% held by H for the big guy. In that email, there's no question that H stands for Hunter, big guy for his father, Joe Biden, and Jim for Jim Biden. In fact, Hunter often referred to his father as the big guy or my chairman. On numerous occasions, it was made clear to me that Joe Biden's involvement was not to be mentioned in writing, but only face-to-face. In fact, I was advised by Gilyear and Walker that Hunter and Jim Biden were paranoid about keeping Joe Biden's involvement secret. I also had a disagreement with Hunter about the funds CFC was contributing to Sinohawk. Hunter wanted $5 million of those funds to go to himself and his family. So he wanted the funds wired directly to an entity affiliated with him. I objected because that was contrary to our written agreements concerning Sinohawk. He said, referring to the chairman, his father, that CSC was really investing in the Biden family, that he held the Trump card, and that he was the one putting his family legacy on the line. He also said to me on May 17, 2017, that CSC wanted to be my partner, to be partner with the Bidens. During these negotiations, I repeated to Hunter and others that Sinohawk could not be Hunter's personal piggy bank. And I demanded that proper corporate governance procedures be implemented for capital distributions. Hunter became very upset with me. CSC, through July 2017, was assuring me the funds would be transferred to Sinohawk, but they were never sent to our company. Instead, I found out from Senator Johnson's September report that the $5 million was sent in August 2017 to entities affiliated with Hunter.
I guess they just missed that in the news. So the Biden crime family compromised. We see what's going on across the board with the government and all the useful idiots that like to jump in there. And it's just amazing. You know, it's like the hippies from the 60s were all, it's the man. You got to go against the man. You know, except now they are the man, and there is no the man, and the establishment is now them. Is a very interesting turn of events. So freedom doesn't really matter. It just matters who's controlling the board, I guess. But we got this speech this last week. Anybody have anything to say about did it not remind you of a Third Reich thing?
Honestly, there's a perfect movie called V for Vendetta that shows a guy that's up on stage with a red background and his little fingermen running around beating everybody up. Butter was a rare commodity that only the rich and elite had, and yeah, it really looked an awful lot like that. But then again, apparently 74 million people are domestic terrorists and extremists and should all be wiped off into the scourge of a nation and eliminated so we can get back to the quote-unquote Constitution.
We don't have a constitution anymore. Let's be honest, people. There is no constitution anymore. It's a piece of paper that's not being enforced in the courts. It's a piece of paper that's not being enforced by the government entities, the administration. They're not enforcing anything. That what they're doing is attacking their political opponents, leaving the borders open. You know, they're not, draining our oil,
They just do whatever they want to do, how they want to do it, when they want to do it.
We're at war with, our government is at war with us. Whether we're at war with them or not is another question. But they're shutting down our food supply lines. They're shutting down our gas. At some point in time, they're colluding with our enemies, the Chinese. They're getting payoffs. They're colluding with the big tech media. They're colluding with the mainstream news media, if you want to call it that. That's falling apart. The whole thing's falling apart. Everybody's starting to see it. But the real deal is that you don't have a constitutional republic unless you implement a constitutional republic with the people that are in power that make sure that they believe in a constitutional republic and will enforce it. And we don't have that yet. We don't have that right now at all. We haven't had that for quite some time. You know, everybody's fighting amongst themselves. That's what this whole thing was about, is everybody's fighting amongst themselves. You know, it's the right against the left, and the left against the right, and the right against the left, and the left against the right. You know, and a do-si-do. And that's all this is about. They didn't talk about any energy. They didn't talk about any of the problems that are facing us, the border, all of that. We've got people that will selectively enforce criminal law against people, selectively enforce, who has constitutional rights and who doesn't. So if the one guy over here, like Hillary Clinton, for example, has constitutional rights when it comes to her server, but the guy over here doesn't, then you have no constitutional rights, because if it's selective enforcement, then they go after whoever they feel like, not what is lawful.
And that could be anybody, including you.
You should find that clip, and you should play that clip for the people that haven't heard that, because that is, in my lifetime, the single worst thing I've ever heard a president go before a nation and do, ever.
Yeah. Ever.
And Ever. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. What he did right there, especially with Marines behind him in the background on that, and then he says it's not political. Okay, so if it's not political, what is it, personal?
Well, then the next morning he goes, I didn't say that.
Well, I was going to say, does this surprise you guys at all about him and what he's doing and his agenda?
He's clearly bipolar, clearly schizophrenic, clearly has dementia, clearly has something, because anybody that bought into that speech is going right down the funny farm road in the back of the padded wagon with him.
To go on national airwaves and say you need an F-16 to be able to fight us, and follow it up by demonizing half of the country that didn't vote for you and say, oh, these people are horrible terrorists that need to be wiped off the face of the earth, basically.
Yeah, because, let's see, we're extremists because we want them to follow the law equally. We want them to observe our rights. We don't want any special privileges. We want to keep our money that we earn and be free. Yeah, we're just really extremists.
Well, yeah, you become extremists in the minute you want the truth. Well, or put out the truth, or want them to put out the truth. Then you become extremists.
What I want,
as soon as that happens,
is my freaking freedom. Leave me alone. I want to be left alone. I don't want any government health care. I don't want any government money. I don't want any food stamps. I don't want them in charge of anything in my life, period. End of conversation, because anytime they get a hold of anything like health care, the prices go down, right? No, they go up. You have better health care. No, you have worse health care. Then they control you. If they control your health care, they control you. This whole thing's about control. These idiots that...
comply.
That's exactly right. This is about compliance, and how they get you to comply and do what you're told is they get you to under their control somehow, whether it's monetarily, whether it's through your health care, whether it's through your job, whether it's through your food stamps. All these programs are designed so that you support whatever position they tell you to support, because if you don't, then you're going to be attacked somehow.
Well, yeah, and they make it so that if you accept that, that you have to have their permission in order to have anything.
Well, that's the whole point.
Yeah.
And that's the whole point. If you're a free, sovereign person...
You don't have to worry about it.
You don't have to depend on these guys for anything.
Exactly, and that's the way it's supposed to be by the Constitution.
Then you can actually think for yourself. See, that's the point, is that when you start thinking for yourself, you start realizing that you can take care of yourself. We're not children. We don't need them for everything. The private market always does better than the government, because they may have profit motive in mind, but they can't get profit. It's like Henry Ford. Why did he invent a car? Because the more people he was able to serve at a cheaper price, not just benefited him, but benefited them. The secret to a society of a free market is that you have to provide a good or a service that is needed, wanted, got to have, improves everybody's life or livelihood before you can make any money.
Mm-hmm. Well, the key to making $1 million in a free market is to help 1 million people.
Right.
That's really what it comes down to.
Exactly right.
We have crony capitalism right now. We don't have free markets.
Yep.
Where right now you end up having places like...
There's no such thing as a crony free market, by the way. It's cronyism. It's not a free market.
Well, yeah. So, Amazon, government subsidies in order to get started. Right. The whole way through, shuts down all the mom and pops. Pfizer, you've got all the government funding and all the different things like that.
What's amazing is these idiots think that by supporting this, they're somehow supporting the rule of law. What they are is they're prostitutes to the government. They are useful idiots to the government. They are vassals to who is ever controlling them through their money, through their loans, through their political processes, you know, their food stamps, you know, their retirement programs. What happens is the more programs that get implemented in the government, the less freedom that you have, the less control you have over your life, and the more that you're beholding to whatever they tell you to do. That's what's going on, and all this other crap is a bunch of crap.
Well, and so I have some of these quotes from what he said during that speech. So he says, Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic. He goes on to say...
That's because they tell the truth.
No, anything they say that is the problem is exactly what they're doing.
It's because they're scared. Because what's actually happening
That's what
right
they're
now,
doing.
Well, all the people who are the MAGA people who are running right now are all getting elected, and they're terrified of it.
Good, because they if this
except
all,
in Alaska, that's another problem on the election.
Because I'll tell you what should happen: a bunch of these people need to go to frickin' prison. A bunch of these people need to go to the firing squad for treason. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, they need to, but who's doing anything about it?
Well, you know.
I
I'm just saying that the end result of this, if they lose this, is going to probably be something to that effect. And that's probably why they're afraid of this.
So the next thing he says, I want to be very clear up front. Not every Republican, not even a majority of Republicans are MAGA Republicans. Not every Republican.
Well, what does MAGA stand for?
Make America great again.
Oh boy, we're so extremist, but we need
because that's truthful again. We have to go to a break. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Let's get Renee in here.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Modern Minds, we're back. Oh, we had to crank that up. Hey, we got the good music going on. A little bit of Living on a
Prayer. But we got a long ways to go with what we got, the fight we got going right now, you
That's
know?
All right. Hey, it's part of the process. The adventure is in the adventure, not the necessarily the end game. So
well, what's nice is we're
journey.
Getting so old, we all bets
we
are off.
We don't care anymore. That's right. We don't care anymore. And you can't shut us up, and you can't make us.
And you can't make us go away. And
whatever, you know. Yeah. So we're just going to keep showing up to the party.
We're the group of the middle finger.
The double barrel family friendly thing, I guess, is what they say. We do have a guest in the studio
we
with
do.
Us. And I know his first name is Renee.
Last name is
Perez.
Perez, thank you. I'm sorry. I didn't have your bio pulled up here. But Rene Perez is an interesting guy. He makes movies. He makes conservative value movies that get you to think for yourself so that you can kind of get an opposing view of the bias media that's out there, whether it's films and movies or, you know.
Well, he also shows the truth about what's going on with a lot of stuff, at least what I watched. I did watch part of Insurrection. I'll be truthful. I didn't make the whole movie yet. But at least telling the truth behind what's going on with the media and the government and things like that that people, you know, are afraid to speak out.
Media is my field of expertise. I've been working for distributors for a few decades now. So Sony and Universal Pictures and all these things. So I don't make conservative movies for them, obviously. I'm not allowed, and I do try to sneak my conservative messages into them. I have a movie coming out next week through Archstone Entertainment, but of course that movie's also censored, so all of the things that they thought I was being extreme about.
There's censorship in Hollywood?
Absolutely. Yeah.
No, who would have guessed?
You've got to be completely
who
compliant,
knew?
Or you don't, or you get relegated to making B movies like I do for the rest of your life if you don't comply. So.
Well, you know, you say that, and it's interesting. The one thing that comes to mind is Mel Gibson. He's gave him all the middle finger, but he got. You know, he won an Academy Award for Braveheart, and I guess that put him on the map. They can't get rid of him, huh?
Yeah. Well, I know Mel. That's crazy that you mention him of all people. Yeah, he's pretty renegade, but, you know, he got really financially screwed over on his Christian film.
Right.
And,
the Passion of the Christ.
They did spend a lot of money in making you think that he's a bad guy, trying to catch him when he's drunk or something. I
sure.
never heard about it, but it's something he's very angry about. And, it's just, I guess when you have to fight the battles that you could win, so making him look like a bad guy is always a thing. Anyone that they don't want in power and to be speaking to the masses, they will find some dirt about, whether it's true or not. And I'm sure everyone has dirt. We all do bad things.
No.
We all have skeletons. So,
you know, what's interesting is that if you talk about that and we talk about Trump, they're having a hard time finding something bad.
Well, they make it up.
They're just making it up.
Well, who would ever know? You know, who would ever know what the truth is about these people or these celebrities? But that's what's important about thinking for yourself. That movie you saw, The Insurrection, was a 2019 movie. And you saw that it was talking about that if we kept getting any smarter, that they would release a virus on us.
Right.
So, obviously, in 2019, I didn't know that there was going to be a thing called COVID coming out. So that's another thing that really put the nail in my coffin. They're like, what are you talking about this? And then now it happened, and I told them, I said, how on earth would I have known? I just made
You're
up a B-movie plot of how the government might want to check our compliances, and it turned out to be true a year and a half later. So these are the reasons why I'm...
Oh, they need to name it Moron 19 or something. You know?
Well, you know, it's such an obvious ploy. It's something that could be in any B movie or in a James Bond movie.
Sure,
it's such
right.
an obvious ploy. The fact that they did it and they went through with it, and then they get mad at me for being able to figure it out a year and a half ahead of time is
well,
crazy.
Well, you know what you need to do is you need your next movie. You need to think about Klaus Schwab and his evil henchman, Dr.
We talk
evil.
About those people.
You know, the guy's...
Yeah.
I mean, he's right out of a Bond movie. Let's see, a German accent. He's bald.
Yeah.
The only thing he freaking needs is a
cat. So evil.
I mean, he dresses like the guy in the villain movies. I mean, there's no...
Like, oh, yeah. So you want to be free and alive, eh? So we will talk to you about
this.
Well,
I do talk about all those. If anyone would go to check, I can't advertise Rebellion Flicks except for on radio shows like you guys.
You can say anything you want. Here we do.
Here, yeah. So if you go to check out rebellionflicks.com. That's where all of my movies are, where I don't hold anything back, and we talk about Biden, we talk about Bill Gates, Klaus Schwab, we talk about all the big tech, and of course that's the reason why I'm not allowed to spread the word about
it. Well, you have to have your own private website, so they just shut you down anymore.
I do have it now, but they've shut down all my social media.
I bet they have.
Absolutely, no question about it. I mean, that's what they've done. We've seen it for years. I mean, several that have had to move over. I mean, you know, Bill Still. I mean, they completely shut down Bill Still stuff, and he was all on YouTube. But there's been so many, whether it's Bongino or whatever, they've all gravitated to their own websites. USA Watchdog, Greg
Hunter.
Are those movie makers?
No, these are just news outlets. So, but anything that goes against the narrative, like you say, and I want to make sure that everybody gets the website right. It's Rebellion Flicks, and it's FILX. Just like Netflix, and you want to go there and check that out. So,
anyone who doesn't help with divide and conquer, anyone who's telling the people to be free, that's the problem. If you do movies that tell you to be pro Biden, of course they're great. Pro Obama, of course, you'll get an Academy Award. If you do, even if you make movies like they had the thing about the Thousand Mules who did the thing.
The 2,000 Mules.
So anything that makes you divert your hatred and your anger away from the elites who are really pulling the strings is what they will promote.
Sure.
You'll see every liberal media news group say, "Oh, this mule, the 2,000 Mule movie, it's horrible. It comes out next week." And they want you to see it because it makes you believe that the system works. If it wasn't for these useful idiots, it takes away the blame from the people who are really in charge.
Have you watched that? Have you watched 2,000 Mules?
No, I don't watch any.
You know, here's the thing. 2,000 Mules, what it showed was the cheating in the election, and pretty blatantly, and I think they documented it very well.
But it makes you believe in a government option. It makes you believe in a savior.
I don't think so. I think you should watch it because it exposes the cheating in the election. Now, you might be right when it says that they cheated on Trump and Trump, but Trump's not our savior. But we can't get anybody elected except their guys if they're going to rig all the elections.
Right, right. Yeah. So it's making you believe that the system could work, but it's never worked. It's never chosen anyone by merit. Teddy Roosevelt was the last one. It only chooses people who are there by marketing. There's never been a president in my time who's ever been chosen by merit, who's ever taken an IQ test or a leadership test or dropped into a shark tank to see how he'll come out of it. It's all, to me, just a scam. That's why I've never voted in my life.
I'd argue with you a little bit on Trump because I get what you're saying. I mean, I totally get what you're saying. I think it's been for a long time. I think since Woodrow Wilson is, you know, where we started with the Fed getting, unlimited power over our currency and then being able to manipulate and news media and advertising and everything like you say.
I go back
but
further than that.
When I look at Trump, I see everybody hates Trump. I mean, the news media hates Trump. The Republicans hate Trump. The Democrats hate Trump.
That's the way I would market it if I wanted to put my guy in there.
Well, and that's what I'm saying is that I think that those are the establishment. And do you trust Trump completely? I don't trust any politician completely. But
I don't trust any politician at all.
When he was in there, he got us out of the climate agreement. He was doing everything right. He started the pipelines. He was doing everything. So if you can't get a guy like that in on a legal vote, well, then you got a real problem anyway. And we do have a real problem. Now you've seen what Biden's been doing. He's totally destroying the country.
Right. Biden is not a clever puppet. Obama, Trump, to me, are clever puppets. They have great marketing, and they make people believe in something. By putting Biden, it's just like saying, well, we don't need to trick you guys anymore.
Right, I agree.
We just put an obvious, senile puppet to just repeat the words
sure.
that we say.
Right.
I think it was more nefarious than that, though, because what I think it was, I think they needed somebody who looked like they could be complacent enough so when they made decisions that would intensify and destroy our country, it could look like it was just senile old man causing it.
Right. Well, it's also the thing is anytime that they want to release some kind of virus or 9/11, it's always good to have a conservative president because that way
easier to blame.
We will not pick up our arms when they try to shut down all our businesses. Everyone forgets that all the COVID, all shutting down all our businesses, destroying everything, leaving only Walmart and Amazon in control of the world and Netflix happened on Trump's watch. And I'm sorry, but it's the truth.
Well, some partly it started, but it continued, you know, and I think Trump would have probably worse them. And we could argue about Trump all day long, but I think the people who are really controlling it, it goes to the banks. If you want to get to
right,
the real,
of course,
to the real bank. Core of the problem right. is the control of the money.
Right.
And that's a worldwide thing. They're the ones that are running our governments. There's no question about it.
World Economic Forum are literally
yep.
the base.
No
of
question
the
about
yeah.
it. You know, you, whether it's the Bank of International Settlements, whether it's the European Central Bank, you know, the European Union, all of that. They're all in collusion to control the world from the top down.
Right.
There's no question about that. But you can't. You know, again, I don't think you throw the baby out with the bathwater either. If somebody is doing something right, you don't castigate him. And I didn't see where Trump was doing anything really wrong. Now, does that mean I trust the politicians? No. Do I trust Trump completely? No. What I'm saying is he's a lot better than what we have with Biden, for sure. Until we can get people that are involved at the local levels and control the local arenas,
right.
then you got to at least try to get somebody who's at least, if nothing else, saying and doing some of the right things.
Yeah, and that's, and you know, I know that people dismiss movies, movies are just movies, but my movies are aimed at young people who have, young men who've never maybe fought or defended anyone's honor or punched anyone or made a man bleed. They've never done anything, so they think wearing a mask is heroic. Compliance is heroic. It's meant for ladies, young ladies who think that
they
maybe.
They have no practical real world experience. Is what you're saying.
Right. They have never had to fight
They've
for
never
anything.
Been,
They've
an
never
exposed.
Had to suffer.
No.
So they don't realize that they're being kept comfortable is the tyranny is how they're doing it. It's not like 1984 where they're going to have machine guns on every corner. They're just going to take away our comfort, and that's what they're doing.
Well, they're so, and they're going to take away your ability to think for yourself.
Right.
And that's the biggest thing, and we talked about that earlier. It's like I was talking to my grandkids yesterday, you know, and I said, you remember the movie WALL-E? You ever watch that movie?
Yeah.
WALL-E, you know, and all the guys up in the spaceship that controls everything are all fat and asleep.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the Matrix, too, you know.
Yeah.
You know, so that's what they're looking for, in my
yes.
opinion, is a bunch of people that are sitting around. They don't have any original thoughts for themselves. They won't stand up for any of their beliefs because they don't have any beliefs.
Right.
As long as they're fat, as long as they have food and they're not hungry and they're comfortable.
They'll go along with any system.
Right, but I think the tide is changing to a certain degree because yeah. of movies or other things coming out. I think people are starting to wake up because it's pretty obvious to the young people what's going on, and they're realizing, you know what? This will affect me. This is affecting me.
Of course, it is. Yeah.
Well, what's happened is it's different in the last 100 years because of the technological advancements as far as the media and, you know, how to get information prolo feed into the masses, if you will. Whereas that wasn't mm-hmm. so much available before because, you know, you can control the masses. I mean, you go back to Machiavelli and the Prince. You control the masses through their passions and their pain and their pleasures.
Hearts and minds.
That's
absolutely.
Exactly right. Mm-hmm. But you didn't have the vehicles for delivering that control like you do now.
Well, you don't really have it now. For example, my movies are conservative, but they don't tell you to believe in the government.
Right.
So I'm blocked at every single. Any movie that is allowed to come out, you can be rest assured, is doing a job that they want to
but
be
that's,
done.
But that, see, that's the answer, though. You just gave us the answer as well as the problem. Okay? The answer is to be able to use the technology in the same way they're using it against us as to use it for us.
Yeah.
So that, and I think that the young people are starting to get that because they're more savvy about technology than all. We grew up on comic strips. They grew up on TikTok, you know.
Well, and to that point, though, I want to pitch in here because, so take, for instance, I was trying to find your website. Couldn't mm-hmm. find your website.
Right.
I couldn't find it on DuckDuckGo. Couldn't find
oh,
it on
Oh, really?
Brave.
I didn't have
I
any
right
problem.
To,
I went right to it.
Yeah, I went right to it. I don't think he's technologically advanced
yeah,
at all.
No. I was meaning on
no,
the
no.
searches. If you ended up going directly to the website and typed in rebellionflix.com.
That's what I did.
that's what you did, but the search on it was.
Oh, I gotcha.
Most
I gotcha.
Most people won't do that. Most people aren't in front of the guy of Rebellion Flakes. So
I typed it in Brave, and I don't use Google because Google is an evil
and
company.
And I don't use DuckDuck.
They are, yeah.
And DuckDuckGo has been compromised. We thought they were good.
But to that point.
We don't even know if Brave's good, really. We don't know if
none of them are good.
We don't know if any of them are good.
That's the point. So what we're seeing right now is like Dan Bongino, he actually figured this out himself.
Right.
And ended up creating the Rumble infrastructure because at this point, we're at a point to where we have to create an entirely parallel economy.
I agree with you.
Because they went to Rumble and started that, and then their payment processor
I think that is off. Actually what's happening here, and I'll tell you why at the local levels, is are we starting to, you know, sure, we're buying stuff out of Amazon, and we're buying stuff from Costco and big box stores because you don't have a choice at this point. But we're also starting to make contacts with farmers markets. We're also starting to make contacts with local ranchers. And we're starting to have that other parallel economy with people who don't believe in big government that are producing services and goods. And I think that's the answer, is to use this technology in our favor,
sure,
but you have to free your mind.
If you want
to
buy, you know, lettuce or something, and I'm all for that. I am all completely for that. Forget the government. Every small town should just be governing on its own.
Right.
And none of us are crazy. We're not going to, like, make murder and rape legal. We're not stupid. We could be... We're smart enough to do a good society on our own. But what you were talking about, I think, David, is that it is impossible to do these things in any sophisticated scale. So what's going to happen when you want to make your own computers or your own movies or your own cars? You need to have some kind of freedom to do that.
Sure.
Right now, I am being blocked by absolutely everyone. If I was making a 2000 Mule movie that made you believe in the system, I'd be free to do whatever I want. Since I'm telling people movies that are, make them free, and also narrative stories are very dangerous.
Well, you know, I take a little umbrage on the 2000 Mule thing because they haven't been able to get their movie out there very. Not one mainstream program has ever.
They don't even.
It.
Yeah, they don't even really mention it or anything.
They've
on
done
the
a marketing program
yeah.
through Dinesh D'Souza, and you can get it. Mm-hmm. But they have squelched them as much as possible, for sure.
You know it, and everyone here in Reading knows it.
Because,
that means it's
well,
in the wide.
Well, I'll tell you why. Because I've been announcing it from the radio since the day of its inception. I actually know True the Vote and have worked with them in the past, and they were the ones that were sued, that sued Lois Lerner back in the day when Lois Lerner was going after all the tea parties. So their motives are absolutely spot on. I know these people.
But they do want you to believe in someone and in some government.
They want you to believe in the
free.
Constitution and freedom. That's where they're at. That's what they're True the Vote is about, a free and fair election.
So basically anything, if you want an insider's point of view who's worked in the industry for a long time, if you don't do exactly what they want, even if you're pretending to be on the other side, you will not get your stuff out there. So
we're not going to agree on this one. I can see it already because you've gotten your stuff out here through a private
It's private, but it's
so
stopped at every way. I can't pay for a post on Google, on Facebook, on Twitter. I try to put it on Rumble. Rumble shuts it down. There's nothing that I could do to get anyone to know about this except for being on shows where people actually have some freedom and are exercising freedom like you guys.
Well, it's kind of like the same with 2000 Mules. I think you're kind of lumping them together a little bit too much with the other ones because they had to set up their own website. They didn't.
But 2000 Mules is not Hollywood.
No, it's not.
It's not Hollywood at all.
It's a documentary.
If it wasn't there to do something that they get something out of, all the Democratic shows, all the liberal news would not be talking about it the way they do. They talk about it in anger so that people watch it in anger. It's the same tactic they use for anything conservative.
I will agree to that to a certain degree, that they talk about it in anger so that the other side or people that don't get it, I could see where they might view it in anger and try to shoot it down. But after you watch it and you realize it,
well, that's the problem.
I think you turn a little bit.
That's right. The reason they shoot it down is because once you watch it, you realize they've documented
exactly.
the cheating very well. What
yes.
they did was they used geo-tracking so that these guys were going around to the ballot box, stuffing the ballot boxes, and then they matched up the geo-tracking with cameras watching them stuff the ballot boxes, and that's what the movie is completely about. It just shows them, and they did this on such a wide scale using the geo-tracking. It cost them $2 million. They had to raise $2 million just to buy the geotracking
from the
powers that be, and they had to do Freedom of Information Acts to get the videotape of them showing people stuffing the ballot boxes, and they would track like one mule going to 30 ballot boxes.
A documentary can make you believe anything. A documentary can make you believe absolutely anything. If these guys were a danger, if these guys were making movies that made you go against Klaus Schwab and believe that all presidents are fakes, that believe that they're all puppets implanted, and believe that you should think for yourself, they would not be allowed to do anything. These people play it safe. They never attack. There's a whole nother network of a guy that makes movies, but they're all very weak. They don't call out anyone. They all just want to see which way the wind blows so that they're not hung at the end of all this.
I think you're misjudging it, but we're not.
Actually, from looking at it, I have to say I agree with him. From looking at a lot of these things, I mean...
Have you watched...
I'm sorry, but I think 2,000 Mules is kind of in a different category, to speak.
It is, but the thing that I would say about it is and to his point, it was weak in a lot of ways. Like, there was a very good amount of information that was in there. But the problem is did they come up with a concise way of saying anything that would change the election 100%?
Yes. No, their goal is to make you angry at the wrong people. Their goal is to make you angry at liberals, which we should be. They're the dumbest creatures on the earth. They are sinking the boat with all of us on it. But they are not pointing the finger at the real bad guys. They're professing to be heroes, professing to expose the bad guys, but really all they're doing is deflecting blame.
There's
going to be a lot of these coming up, just so you know. They're on the slate. There's going to be a lot of these.
Well, we're not going to agree on that one. If you watch it, then maybe we'll have a conversation, because I've watched it from A to Z.
So my point, and I
understand the issues. You know, you can only do so much in a documentary, and if they're showing you the facts, they're showing you the facts. They've got it tracked. Can you twist and turn things? Yes, I agree. Can you believe everything? No. I mean, with CGI, you can make anything unreal.
No, of course.
So here's my point to it, to kind of discuss what he's talking about. So you have, for instance, Daily Wire has been making movies, and they've released these movies. The first one was Run, Hide, Fight. And we did see that a lot of people liked the movie, and they started talking about how they liked the movie. And then they got persecuted for it because it was a Daily Wire film. And then they came out and said, oh, I'm sorry I watched this and the rest of this. I think what he's saying on this is that, so like, for instance, 2,000 Mules. You said yes. At the end of the movie, Dinesh D'Souza basically says, make up your own mind on it, which is good from that standpoint, but... To the same note on it, he had all this information, but it didn't definitively put the stake in it and say, this is what it is, which left us in the same place to where we've been for the last 2 years.
Yeah,
we
my
know
movies
there was fraud.
Call out Biden. My movies call out all these puppets. It's all about empowering you to be the best you could be and think free. Realize that we've always lived in a human zoo.
I agree with you. I just think you're mischaracterizing 2,000 Mules, because I've watched it. And it is not a movie. It is not a fiction, and they do call out Biden, and they do show that he created a fraudulent network, and they do all these things. So I think we're not going to agree on that.
You've never seen a movie, not from Daily Wire or anything, a movie with a story, not a documentary, because documentaries are not movies, really.
Right.
You've never seen a movie that calls out Klaus Schwab or Joe Biden.
I agree.
I totally agree with that. Yeah.
On a general scale, I totally agree with you. Yeah. I don't think we want to throw the baby out with the bathwater every time either. Mm-hmm. You know, when things are being exposed, we need to support those things that are being exposed. But, you know, let's move on. I get it. I get what you're saying. And I agree.
But his movies, you know, show a lot of what he's talking about. You know,
it's
calling people out, which you don't get.
You never got it. You'll never see. There is no movie right now in existence that will call out Biden or Obama the way that I have. There is no movie. You will not find one single movie except for mine.
See, we're both operating from a point of ignorance. I haven't seen your movie yet, and if you haven't seen 2,000 Mules.
You can see the trailer if you go to trailers say. That's why even my trailers are not allowed. Not on Rumble, not on YouTube, not on anything. Are even my trailers allowed to go up?
I did watch one of your trailers on what was it? I watched the... I watched
probably.
The, I'd watched, I had, I was doing it this morning fairly quickly. I watched the Insurrection trailer, and I also watched the OnlyFans trailer as well, which I found very interesting So let's kind of talk about that a little bit. Let's talk about the fact that she's a pretty beautiful looking redhead.
Right. It's a story about OnlyFans Allowed is a movie about a beautiful girl who pretends to be a temptress online using social media. But really, once you get behind her paywall, when she's hidden from Google, she starts espousing to be free, to form militias, to form mass disobedience, to have guns. It's the only way to have freedom. And she calls out all the villains that we were just talking about now. So once big tech finally figures out who she is, what she's really doing, because they have no problem with pornography or other degenerate things.
Yeah, they have no problem with anything that debases morality. Absolutely.
Right. They want that. So once they see that she's actually lying to them and she's getting such a large number of followers, then that's what the story is about. It's about them finding a horrific way to get rid of her.
We might have to cut you off.
I was just going to say, I have to cut you guys off and we'll have to pick it up on the other
side. We'll pick it up on the other side.
Because we're at the top of the hour and they're going to cut us off anyway. So stay tuned for the second half of Sovereign Minds.
By many in his home with the collapse of the Soviet Union. The number of students held back for a year of school has surged around this country.
Traditionally, experts have said repeating a grade can hurt kids' social lives and academic futures. But many parents, empowered by new pandemic-era laws, have asked for do-overs to help their children recover from the tumult of remote learning, quarantines, and school staff shortages. 24 of the 28 states that provided data for the most recent academic year saw an increase in the number of students who were held back. Three states, South Carolina, West Virginia, and Delaware, saw retention more than double. John Scott reporting.
People in Chile are voting today on a new constitution. It's a far-reaching document that would fundamentally change the South American country and would replace one imposed by a military dictatorship 41 years ago. However, polls indicate people are probably going to reject it. More on these stories at townhall.com.
It's no secret, America. We've been let down. Inflation is taking its toll in the grocery stores, the products we buy, and the pain of every visit to the gas pump. At Upside, we're fighting back with our free app that pays you back serious money on every tank of gas or diesel, up to 25 cents per gallon, just for using the Upside app, no strings attached. Upside users have already been paid back a total of more than $250 million. With inflation and the soaring price of gas, it's easy to feel like you're losing control. But with Upside's free app, you can start putting money back in your wallet with every gallon. Whenever you want, cash out with PayPal, an e-gift card, or transfer the money directly into your bank account. Download the free Upside app and get cash back on every gallon of gas. Use promo code SALEM for an additional 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first fill-up. That's promo code S-A-L-E-M. Remember, use promo code SALEM when you download the free Upside app and get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank of gas. Cashback's not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Arizona Governor Doug Ducey hailing economic and educational cooperation with Taiwan.
Ducey spoke this week at a meeting with Taiwanese President Tsai Ing-wen. It was the latest in a series of visits by U.S. political leaders that have stirred the ire of China, which claims Taiwan is its own territory and condemns all official contacts between Taipei and foreign governments that recognize Beijing. Taiwan is a leader in the production of semiconductors, the critical chips that are used in everyday electronics, and have become a battleground in the technology competition between the U.S. and China. Arizona is also home to a base that trains Taiwan's F-16 fighter pilots. Jeremy House reporting.
Germany will invest an additional 65 billion euros in a new round of measures aimed at easing the sting of inflation and high energy prices. News and analysis at townhall.com. A fairly quiet week ahead for economic reports as the financial markets take a Labor Day holiday break tomorrow.
And Wall Street can use that break following recent heavy losses. Tuesday, there will be a couple of reports focusing on the services sector of the economy. Wednesday, we hear from the Cleveland Fed president prior to release of the Federal Reserve's Beige Book report. Thursday brings the weekly jobs report, along with an update on consumer borrowing in July. A report on wholesale inventories will round out the week on Friday. Rich Thomason reporting.
Today is Sunday, September the 4th, and some notable people are celebrating a birthday, including actress Mitzi Gaynor. She is 91 years old today. World Golf Hall of Famer Tom Watson turns 73. Beyonce is 41. And actor and comedian Kyle Mooney of Saturday Night Live has 38 candles on his cake. More on these stories at townhall.com.
That one's for Dave. That's a Hair of the Dog Nazareth a little bit there.
He actually was liking it over there.
I was kind of digging it.
Yeah, I saw that. I'm digging it.
He's got a little Hair of the Dutch Bros going on over there.
About eight shots in. We're getting
there. Eight shots in. He's starting to liven up. He's getting color back in his cheeks. I don't know. Looked a little zombie-ish coming in.
I'm going to hit another energy drink right after this.
Wow.
I don't know how you guys do that. I would, like, have a headache and a heart attack all at the same time.
Oh, just lots and lots of caffeine.
Well,
there's a lot of difference in age, too. We won't talk about what we were doing about his age, so there you go.
What?
Well, yeah, a little difference than the powder.
No, I was a model citizen. Shut up.
Yes, uh-huh,
wiping
you were.
Your nose and wiping the white off.
Huh? We're here with Rene Perez, and we're talking about movies and indoctrination and
before we go any further, people want to know the best place to get copies of the movie is RebellionFlix.com.
It's the only place at this moment where my conservative theme movies are put uncensored. Like, I have a new movie coming out next week, and it'll be at Walmart and Best Buy and all that stuff and iTunes, but who knows what's been done to it. Right. So,
they can clip it on you?
Yeah, they can clip it on me. I mean, I work for producers. I've been working for producers for 20 years or sometimes distributors. They tell me what they want. They tell me how much money they have, and then I try to write around the limits of what I've got.
What I find interesting is that you're a local Cottonwood guy.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? So they make movies in Cottonwood?
I'm the only one that makes commercial release movies. Yeah, I know there's a lot of aspiring people around, and that's great. Everyone's got to get started. But I'm the only one doing commercial release movies in the North State at all. I just don't make too big a stink about it. Because when the news shows up to ask you, it's kind of distracting. So I just go out in secret. No one knows.
You're better off not talking to the news anyway, because if you want to make sure you get the lies out there, and then they're going to have a story on you that's not going to be truthful, you know, just call up Channel 7 and Mike Mangas, and he'll lie all over you.
I don't know the local shows, but they have shown up on occasion. But, you know, like I said, I've made about 30 movies here in this area in the last 15 years or so, and it's just a great place to film. It's great people.
There's a lot of good scenes.
Great
settings
up here. Scenery.
Yeah, scenery
and
all
that. You can't beat it. I mean, I haven't filmed all over the world, but I've filmed for different companies in different places, and this has got to be the best place with all the – it's just an hour drive away to any
beautiful – to lots of different scenics. Yeah. Yeah.
I thought it was kind of interesting. We were talking about during the break about the young people that you have in your movies, mm-hmm. and how that it can change or inspire them,
influence
them to maybe think about life in a different way.
Yeah, yeah. It has. I've had people just wake up right before my eyes during conversations, during rehearsals, even when they just read the script. So it's a great thing, and that's why I make movies for young people, and I use genres that people want to watch, action, right. Horror, things that, and I make them R-rated. These are R-rated movies. I don't make movies for grandmas. Grandma already has wisdom.
Right.
She doesn't need my dumb young man wisdom. She'll laugh at my level of wisdom. So I make movies for young people so that they can at least start to be on the right path. And a lot of people have done it throughout history.
Right.
John Wayne did it. George Lucas did it with Star Wars. There's a lot of things that wake people up. I happen to believe in all the Star Trek, old Star Trek propaganda, and that's what woke me up.
You talk about the Federation and all that stuff, huh?
Well, no, not in my movies, but my movies are meant to wake people up too, right. Just to believe in the power that they have, not to rely on governments, not to rely on anything, but to live by a moral code and to do what you think is right even when people aren't watching. So I have stories that are like that, that and it's so strange that that is not allowed in Hollywood, because I'm not suggesting that we, you know, go down to the CDC office every time they try to control our breathing.
Right.
I'm not saying that we should go down to local. I mean, I do say that, but I don't say it in the movies.
Right.
I think if the IRS has armed or something, I heard about there being armed.
They're hiring 87,000 new.
I want to know, where is our group of Redding and Cottonwood and Anderson people?
Right.
Where are our men folk? Why don't we all get together, go down to the IRS office here.
Hold it right there.
There is no
IRS office here in Reading because they ran out of funds and they disbanded it and they reorganized in regions. And, you know, so I'm dealing with audits every once in a while. One was in Pennsylvania, for example. So they're all over the place.
I mean, but, office.
Off, but I'm talking about everything's done, yeah. Going over the phone and yep. Through communications now. But I get your point, you know, is to do something about it.
No one wants to fight. I don't want to fight. I have a wife. I have
right.
kids. I have property, acreage. I have a happy, happy, happy life.
Right.
Last thing I want to do is fight. Even when you win in a fight, you get blood and teeth in your knuckles. It's not pretty. Your body hurts everywhere. And I am no good in a military situation. I'm not meant for that kind of – I'll be all right in a bar fight. That's about it. So
I'm not even sure I'd be all right in a bar fight anymore, you know?
Well, the thing is, no one wants to fight, but it's like, geez – Who here doesn't have kids or grandkids that they have to worry about?
Right.
If we don't fight, we're going to be forever remembered.
I think the battlefield, the battlefield is different now. It's not a physical fight that we're in. This is a spiritual or a mental fight of ideas.
Yeah.
And I think that we're starting to win that fight of ideas because, you know, it doesn't matter how many times badmouth the enemy, you know, like whether, you know, how many times can you say that MAGA Republicans are evil when MAGA stands for Make America Great Again? And when you look at what they're standing for, it has nothing to do with the politicians. It's, you know, it's keeping our kids safe. It's protecting our borders. It's, you know, keeping the drugs down. It's whether you agree with every one of their stances doesn't even matter.
No, you should never agree with any. If you agree with everyone completely, there's something you'd like. I think Mark Twain said it. You better stop. And if you believe with the majority, you better stop.
Yeah, you're probably wrong. Yeah, yeah, I know the quote. I can't remember it exactly.
I can't remember it either. I totally butchered it. But I think it's in one of my movies. So the thing is, it's all about just think for yourself. And that's what my movies are saying. And like I said, it's a horrible idea that my movies are so dangerous that they're being blocked at every single turn. I can't even have a Facebook. I can't have anything because, according to them, my movies are problematic. But they're not. They're just telling you to be a good person. They're telling you to stand up for yourself, not to let anyone tread on you. And a lot of things, a lot of morals that used to be important in this country, and morals that gave us this freedom in the first place. So it should be alarming to everyone that just because of a difference of opinion that's being shut down and the hammer's coming down so hard on a little B-movie maker like myself,
right.
You know.
I
so
agree with that.
That's why I'm really hoping people – I know everyone's used to getting movies for free now. Everything is free now, and RebellionFlix.com costs $1.99, but you get everything that's on there. It's only a one-time charge. It's not like you have to get it every – it's not going to siphon out of your account every month. That's no good. I don't take part in those sort of things. But I think you will see movies on there, the likes of which you have never seen
before.
You got
me sold. I'm going to go take a look at them, you know. I don't want to take a look at them in front of my – I mean, I have a – my grandkids live with me, and so I've got just turned 17, and I have
Well, they're fine for teenagers. You don't see anything more than, like, the nudity is no more nudity than you'd see in, like, Titanic.
Right.
There it is violence, though.
So he might be okay to watch, but the 12 going on 13, maybe not, and then the 9-year-old. So.
Well, I think any teenagers are okay to do this.
You
like, every
so?
Kid has seen The Terminator, and there's blood and guts and boobs in The Terminator.
Well, they're
so.
Seeing stuff that whether well, we're...
Well, they do that
whether we're sanctioned,
games, you know what I mean?
Whether we sanction it or not.
They might
as
well see the same thing with someone purposely trying to show empower them to be good and to use the good morals in life that have gotten... people far.
Right.
So, yeah, I hope people give it a shot. I mean, I'm just a little B-movie director. I'm not Steven Spielberg or anything like that, but I have been in this business for a long time. I do have a lot of data that normal people wouldn't have who are not in the business. And I also know that basically Hollywood is just a tool to socially engineer people into left-wing ideologies that are harmful. They're harmful to young women to act in the ways that they
children,
do.
Children, pedophiles.
All of these sick, disgusting people who think that they could tell us what to think and what to do and how to think are the worst people you'd never want to associate with them. I've never gone to Hollywood. I've never gone to seek fame there. I only did one movie, I think, for a sci-fi channel. And at the moment I was done, I just wanted the paycheck. The moment I was done, I drove back to Reading like as fast as I could.
Go home and take a shower.
Yeah, because it was so filthy. All the people there, everyone from the assistants on the ground, everyone was just... they were just horrible people with horrible morals, all full of lies and deceit, and I couldn't do it.
Yeah, no, I get it.
We appreciate you coming in.
It's interesting, too, how much of Hollywood is actually surrounded around the occult and the satanic rituals and the things like that. So, like, Hollywood, that's what the druids used to use to create their wands in the first place, like their magic wands, quote-unquote. And so... now we have Hollywood, and we have these movies that are constantly coming out, and the things they espouse, it really is. It's all been government operations from the beginning.
Yes.
You look back at TV, you look back at what's going on. Now back to your regularly scheduled programming. Focus on that word right there. What are they programming?
Right.
You're sitting in front of the boob tube while you're turning around watching all the things that they're putting into your head, and that's how they pacify
people. There always has been... left-wing propaganda ideologues making, but now it is 100% that. That means that you can't watch anything that is not absolutely, and they don't even care about how much money it makes. What they care about now is how many people
brainwash.
That's how they consider it.
They have an endless supply of money.
Money to them is...
They just counterfeit everything.
Right.
I mean,
it's not even a deal for them.
Yeah.
I mean, Amazon and Netflix are the biggest studios that have ever existed. 1 month of them is more than 10 years of profits from Paramount Pictures.
Right.
So, all they are just a social engineer. They don't care if you like it. They don't care anything because in the long run, we'll age out.
Mm-hmm.
He will, even though he might be awake, it doesn't matter. It's our kids, our grandkids,
right,
who are going to never even know what it's like to hear a message from someone.
Well, that's why we pulled them out of school. We put them in private school and teaching them the stuff that we want them to be taught, the classics, reading, and, you know, learn how to think. You know, that's what we're working on right now.
Yeah, my kids have never gone to school.
But not all kids have that pleasure. And, again, you know, nowadays.
But does that mean they never got educated?
Right. You know? But
education
is
not smart. Education is filling your head with other people's information, and that's fine. We need doctors. We need engineers.
Everybody has their place with different stuff. We have to have certain things.
We have to know how to read.
You have to have education.
But they don't have expertise. School is the only place.
Well, they need knowledge.
Right.
For 12 years, and they come out not knowing anything.
Mm-hmm.
I play piano. I used to be a martial arts coach. If you send a child to me for 12 years, at the end of that 12 years, they'll be Beethoven. They'll be Jackie Chan. So school doesn't do that. They go, and they're experts at zero. They're just programmed sheep who have lost all interest for the wonders that the world has to offer.
Mm-hmm. Have you heard of any Charlotte Mason stuff? Do you know? Are you familiar with Charlotte Mason's teaching at all?
I'm not good with names. I don't know that.
Yeah, no, I'm just curious.
Mm.
But what I was going to say, you got to unplug children from this and these, the devices. Because they're getting the same thing from those
my
if you're not censoring
it
in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, from the TV. It's the same crap on their phone that they're doing their games and everything.
You know, video games are horrible. Don't let your children play video games. I can tell you why they rob ambition of young men. Don't let them do that. And every time we go to the movies or we watch something, I say, okay, let's get ready. What's going to be the propaganda? We do a report. What was the propaganda? Like, we went to go see Top Gun. And we love the 80s, me and my kids. I'm from the 80s, so we love it. We go to see it, and we're like, well, Daddy, there's no propaganda here. It's like, no, the propaganda is clear. The only place they're trying to get men like me or young men who are awake to show them that if you hate being injected, you don't want to not wear a COVID mask, the only place for you, go where Tom Cruise goes. Go to the military. Everyone there is good.
I got that one on.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that great? But they had a black pilot there. They had a couple of Latino people. I'm a Latino person. And I'm like, well, that's great. Everyone's getting along. That's the way it should be. People are achieving through merit. Tom Cruise is achieving through merit. And I said, well, how could that be? How could this movie be allowed? Oh, that's right. Because now every young man who wants to be patriotic is going to go work in Biden's military. How many people are going to sign up after seeing Top Gun 2? How many people are going to sign up after have seen the first Top Gun? They are going to be injected.
Right.
They are going to be drones. And they are going to work for an imperialistic power. And I love soldiers. I respect soldiers for their bravery. It even says that in my new movie, Pro God, Pro Gun. But I don't respect who they align themselves with.
Mm-hmm.
They align themselves with imperialistic powers. They have a bravery that I'll never have, so I give my hat off to them. But I think they should use that bravery maybe to overthrow the bad guys, and I'll stand with them instead of enforcing the bad guys' will.
I think we got to figure out who the bad guys are mostly, and I think that's the big thing here is that
We know Klaus Schwab, and there's probably people hidden behind him.
Oh, there's a bunch of them. A definite network of elitists, and that's really the light that needs to be shown is who's actually controlling and pulling all the strings.
Well, and there's a lot
comes
of
down to local
there.
Too.
All you have to do is you have the amazing Polly. She has information that she's done the deep dive on the Young World Shapers, and it's about 40 minutes, but it talks about how they get these kids and they get these young people who are involved. So the Young World Shapers are people that are under 30 years old that they try to bring in to the World Economic Forum, and they start putting them into places of power. One of the first people that was over in Ukraine, this girl, she was a young world shaper who was calling for us to get involved in another endless war. But this is what these people do.
But they've always done that with Ivy League schools. It's not a new thing. But and like I said, you could see programming like that, and it'll speak to your intellect. The reason why I say that movies are different is because humans have always learned from stories, narrative stories. It's why the Bible is not a book of facts; it's a book of stories.
Sure.
So the story you could relate, you can get emotion. Same thing with a movie. Same reason why cavemen didn't write facts on their wall. They wrote adventures. Here's how you take down a saber-toothed tiger or whatever.
You like Tolkien?
I do. I like Lord of the Rings, sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Of course, I won't watch the new one because I know there's no reason to watch it because it'll just be the same thing. A white man is bad. they are mean to girls and they want to hold women down. And if women, if
I'm not sure I got that message out of that.
Yeah. Oh, I don't even need to watch it. I don't even need to watch it. I could just tell by the poster. I could tell by all the things. And it's just, there's no reason to watch that type of programming. There were some decent, fun, Lord of the Rings movies in the 2000s, and those were nice and epic. And
which Lord of the Rings, that's the one I'm talking about. I'm talking about Peter Jackson.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Those are the ones. Those are fun, and I could watch that every 10 years or something.
Yeah.
But the new ones are undoubtedly just a tool of
social engineering. I haven't seen any of them.
I'm sure it's not worth your time.
I wasn't even talking about that. I was talking about the actual original story that, Peter Jackson did in the trilogy of the Lord of the Rings is what I was referring to.
Yeah, and it's great. It's how you overthrow an empire, same as Star Wars. And the things like that are no longer allowed to come out. You have to be part of the empire, like Tom Cruise and Top Gun. You have to serve the empire, and anyone who thinks outside of the box is laughable and stupid. And the people who are, for example, you guys are white males. You have a history of fighting against imperialism, right?
Hey, so I'm Elizabeth Warren Black, okay?
I don't know.
My great-great-grandmother?
I'm not sure Scotch-Irish qualifies as a white guy.
Well, it does.
Yes.
It does. And so you guys have a history of that. And I am a person who I look like a Spanish conquistador, and I'm sure that my people are, have that blood in them, and they've been tyrants and all that stuff. But the thing is, anything that's a strong male that's wanted to fight against tyranny has to be made into the villain in modern day movies, because they know we won't tolerate being tread upon. And every good moral that could make a woman have her dignity, her virtue, her intelligence, all of that's made fun of.
Right.
It's like, oh, be like Sex and the City, party until you're 50. I don't know how old those ladies are.
I never watched it.
And then, and then try to... And then guilt people into treating you like a princess after you've got more miles on you.
I gravitate to stuff like Rudy or
OnlyFans.
You know what?
Well, he should watch that.
That's what I'm saying. That's on the fence. I was talking about Rudy. You know, the football story with Notre Dame. I thought was pretty good. You know, but uplifting stories that give you know something to strive for as far as morality, courage, bravery.
Movies are supposed to be like that for little kids. You see a superhero, or in my case, I saw Captain Kirk, and I was like, I want to be more like him. Even if you'll never get to be like him, or a little girl sees a princess movie, she should want to have the grace and the beauty of that princess. So that's what movies are supposed to be. Get you to achieve higher than you can do. Of course, that's not what they do in modern movies now.
No,
they do the antithesis completely.
Yeah, well, right. Well, we're getting down to the wire here. We're gonna cut you off at about 11:30. We're at 11:25, so we need to, you know, hurry up and get as much as we can in the next 5 minutes.
Well, we see that time and time again, and a lot of it, from what I've been seeing, is this predictive programming to where they go through and they try to demonize everything that is out
good.
There. So
everything that's
that makes
good.
You good.
Everything's
yeah.
opposite nowadays.
Well, and you notice, too, there's more people on Earth now than there ever has been before. Why do we keep remaking the same movies and shows? Why
because
is that
they have a
they
big
do?
Audience, and their goal is not to invent. Evil things cannot invent. Evil people cannot invent. They can only destroy. Tolkien, I think, knew that.
Mm-hmm.
So all they could do are take things with big audiences. Batman, big audience. Star Wars, biggest franchise of all time. They used to give you positive morals. They used to
right.
tell you to stand up, to be a rebel,
right.
to fight against the Empire, not to serve it. And even Darth Vader, coolest guy ever, has no humanity. He can't even breathe on his own because he went the wrong path. So they were all just great morality tales to tell children and adults what the right way is to live. And that's what art is supposed to do. It's just like Jesus. You aspire to be. You'll never be as good as Jesus,
right.
but you could try to get as close to him or Superman or anyone.
It's the virtues that you're aspiring to. It's kind of like Benjamin Franklin had a thing called the Junto when he was back in the days of the Revolution and so forth. And what he did was he would take a virtue every week and he would try to perfect himself to be that, you know,
right.
to that virtue.
That's
and
great.
You know, it might be courage this week or bravery or honesty or you know, whatever it happens to be. And I think that is where we need to go back to, is extolling virtues onto
and that's
the
what
children.
My movies are doing on Rebellion Flicks. It's just that it does it in an entertaining way. So you're part of a drama, you're part of, because that way it'll blend with you. If you just watch a documentary or if you're just watching news, that's just data that you'll forget.
Right.
It's
kind of like history. You know, when you're in school, it's names and dates, names and dates. And
yeah.
what we need to do is learn why they did what they did so
right.
that we would understand
that's what stories
the processes.
Do. Stories
exactly.
get you into
right,
the mind
yeah.
of the characters and all that stuff. So that's why it's important that people, although they may be awake, watch it in movie form. And as far as I know, I'm the only one making these things in movie form. And that's why it's so dangerous. Because if there was other people doing it, they would also be shut down. Anything that's out there for you to watch with my years of being in the business is only there because it serves.
Well, you don't look too dangerous to me, Renee. But
I
could
be
fooled.
Movies are.
Oh,
but the movies.
I'm a nice person. I'm a friendly and polite person. But the movies are dangerous because they will make you smart, they will wake you up, and they will at least give you something to aspire to, or at least a thought that might spark a young person's
mind. Well, we're
going to
watch
right,
them.
Yeah.
You've totally convinced me, and I'm going to watch them for sure. And I want everybody else to take a look at it. That's RebellionFlicks.com. That's RebellionFlicks.com. And we've got 2 minutes left. Anything that you want to get out there before we go to the break?
Well, I don't know. I'm happy to answer questions you guys have on this. But, yeah, at the moment we do have three movies up there. I'm filming a fourth one right now just to remind people that it does cost $1.99. You'll have access to all these movies. And it doesn't come out of your account every month or every week. It's just a one-time charge. And you will be helping filmmakers and actors. Well, just me. I'm the only filmmaker. And my actors and I to make more content that's along the same lines of what all of us are thinking.
So, if someone wants to get a hold of you, how do they get a hold of you? I got Jimmy in there. He's talking about, you know, he used to do music and background and heavy metal albums and stuff, and he's maybe looking for, you know, he's done copywritten tracks and stuff like that for Lionsgate, I guess. But if he wanted to get a hold of you and maybe collaborate,
well, there's an email on rebellionflix.com, and I'll get all of that. We're so hidden right now on the internet. Wherever you search, we're the most hidden website you could ever try to find. But if you find it there, I'm sure there's an email. I'm positive.
Yeah, it says contact info at rebellionflix.com.
Yeah, and what I need really is just audiences to watch this. Everyone knows that you've got at least 10 friends who would be into this, and if, even if it's people who are just hating it, they'll see things in a way that is totally reasonable. Only a liberal will try to kill anyone else's opinion. We allow liberals to have their opinion. We just want to have our own and not be shut
free
down.
Speech, yeah.
At the moment, I am blacklisted from Hollywood after 20 years, and Rebellion Flix is my only way to get these movies out.
All right.
Well, we appreciate you coming in.
Thanks for coming in.
We really appreciate that.
Renee, absolutely.
If you get when another movie's coming out, get a hold of us so we can put it out there and let people know.
Thank you so much.
You bet. With that, we're going to go to a break.
We're going to a break.
Yep.
The Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
Hey, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
For years, the Redding Rancheria has given back to our community. Friday, September 9th, marks the 20th anniversary of the Redding Rancheria Community Fund. Since its inception, the fund has granted approximately $3.8 million in support of our community. This year, we will be celebrating 66 organizations that we have been able to help, with an evening surprise gift of $10,000. All proceeds from this event benefit the Redding Rancheria Community Fund, helping us to continue the cycle of giving. The 20th anniversary Redding Rancheria Community Fund Dinner is brought to you by this station and proud sponsors.
Driving around in a dirty car can impair your visibility, and removing the dirt from your vehicle is essential in keeping you safe. That's why you need to stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Here's a few safety tips from Quick and Clean. Clear up the clutter by keeping a trash bag in your vehicle. Keep your phone charger in the center console, grocery bags in the seat back pocket, and an emergency kit in the trunk. Just a few safety tips from Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
About a million girls. I love them
And now we're back. We are back.
Can you turn up my
I don't know which color.
I think it's yellow. Just a little bit. No, okay, it's fine. No, I got it. It's working better.
Greetings, okay. Salutations, and great expectations. We are back for the last half hour.
Oh, boy.
And a lot going on.
Yeah, I know. It never seems to stop. You know, the cogs of the nut jobs keep turning.
Well, hey, in regards to the movies and stuff, yeah. It's funny because I actually came to the determination. Statistics. All of these superheroes that they're putting out are actually the bad guys. I mean, think about it. They go through, destroy everything in the city to stop a bad guy who is doing one bad thing to begin with and tell everybody else you're not to be empowered, you're not to do anything else like the Batman. He was the bad guy in the movie. All right, what did the Joker do? He robbed from all the mob banks. He took all of their money. He ended up killing all of the people that robbed him.
The fact that they're glorifying and twisting everything around, there's no question. It seemed like the She-Hulk.
Uh-huh.
It's insanity, you know. And then they glorify the Joker in the one movie with what's his name? Phoenix.
But that's not what they changed it off. Yeah. That's not what the heroes are all about.
Joaquin Phoenix. That was I can't watch that. I just can't watch that stuff anymore.
Even the original heroes, because I mean, you look at the Batman, the new one that they did, Batman Begins, and there were some vigilantes that were copying him. And he goes over there, and goes, "Go home. The difference between you and me is I'm not wearing
hockey
pads."
That's the new Batman.
That's what I mean. All of these newer movies, all of the heroes are all the bad guys.
Yeah.
And they're against guns. They're against everything else. They're against a person being able to defend themselves.
Well, they changed their whole character in the new stuff.
Well, the indoctrination is obvious. I mean, they made Superman gay. Come on. You know, I mean, good grief. It's so out of, it's like the stupid, things they're doing with the kids, what do they call them? I don't even, where they dress all up, the
furries?
No, the trans.
Furries.
Well, that's one, the furries.
No, the transvestites, they go to these shows. What do they call those shows?
Drag Queen?
Drag Queen, thank you. Drag Queen Story Hour. It's like they go, and that's not sexual, and they're not perverted, and it's all good for the children. Are you freaking kidding me?
Yeah. Well, why did they need to turn Buzz Lightyear and Woody gay? Why did they have to turn around and start doing that stuff, right? That's not the Woody
because
I want.
What they want, they want a confused population that can't think for themselves, that is easily swayed and directed. I mean, even so.
No individuality at all. No morals, no nothing. You're just a...
Well, I saw a quote from Hillary Clinton saying basically the Democratic base is just stupid and easily manipulated. That's how we keep winning.
Huh?
She even said it. That's the truth. You know, you don't want to think for yourself. You just want to be some dummy that goes around, sounding like a tape recorder for the Democratic Party and the media. I mean,
when it comes to the kids, where the hell are the parents? I'm sorry. On a lot of the kids, where are the parents to be allowing them to dress up?
This is the thing.
Well, it's not even the kid, the parent. There's just screwed up parents, but it's a small percentage. There's no question.
Well, this is the thing about it. You have a corporate media and programming that is constantly going around and telling these parents that if you don't bring your kid to the drag show story hour, that you're a bad parent and you're intolerant and you're a bigot. And that's what we see constantly.
Who cares?
It's like the presidential speech the other day. All right, 74 million maggots and all the rest of them that are out there, you guys are all just domestic terrorists. And they're trying to scare people away from things that are actually trying to make the country better.
I think they're pissing everybody off is what they're doing.
Well, like with the parents, I have to say a lot of the parents don't know because the school and the authorities keep it from the parents, and they tell the kids, don't tell your parents.
Well, that's
your
starting,
parents
that's starting
don't
to come
need to
out.
Know. Yeah, but it's starting to
change. Well, you got the new
that.
Project Veritas thing that came out this last week where they're, you know, the hidden agenda, the secret.
You can't be white. They won't hire teachers. It's out of New York, wasn't it?
Well, they did it in several different places. I'll type in Project Veritas here.
But the guy is on tape saying, if you're Christian, not getting a job. You're not getting hired.
It's the secret curriculum, and you can go to projectveritas.com and see that. You know, and basically, you know, they are implementing their agenda, and there's five parts, and I don't think it's all come out here. There's more than two parts.
I've only seen one.
There's more than, it's a whole series. There's like up to part five is what I'm seeing. I'm not sure how many parts there are of this thing. But it just shows how screwed up these guys are and how, what a one-way street. And they break the laws, you know, constantly. You know, it's supposed to not be about race, creed, color, religion, all this stuff. But it is, you know. If you're a Catholic, you can't come in. If you're a white supremacist male, you can't come in. You know, we're going to not let anybody go teach kids that, you know, is a Christian, you know.
You're out.
Yeah, see, so what they're, and under 30 age, so they're discriminating across the board against anybody that doesn't think what they do.
Yeah,
or they
actually
like what
have
they think.
Profiling questions for them so that they can, you know, if you answer the question this way, you're out.
And a lot of it, it's just to scare people away from the facts and the truth. So it's like the 2000 Mules thing. I think it was actually a great film.
Absolutely.
And I think it exposed a lot of things. But it didn't give us concrete enough to be able to say, all right, let's overturn the election. We constantly have things that are coming out. I've got one right now that was from yesterday, published on Breitbart, and Zuck loses, judge rules that Facebook repeatedly violated Washington State campaign finance law. So a judge recently ruled that Facebook repeatedly and intentionally violated the state of Washington's campaign ad transparency laws and must pay penalties. All right, why isn't he going to jail? If I did it, I'd go to jail.
Well, here's where you're missing the deal. Nobody's going to jail if you've got the courts rigged. If you got judges that won't prosecute, or you got local DAs, kind of like what we got here, that'll prosecute you if you're a conservative, but they won't prosecute you if you're a liberal. That's the problem. You know, they've installed people through hook or crook, like the election here. Why do we have an RVO who's Democrat? Why do we have a Democratic district attorney? Why do we have a Democrat who's running the school system? Because either they cheated, or you got people out there who are uninformed and don't get it, whatever the case may be. But we also know that Soros has been funding some of these DAs in key
in
cities.
Yeah.
So what happens is you can't. It's unequal justice. There is no justice if it's not equal justice under the law. That's the problem. So if you're supporting Antifa, you don't get prosecuted. You burn a city down, no problem. You have a January 6th. You go up the steps of the Capitol, and the only one having arms is the police that shoot some gal. But you're now in prison without bail for the next year. See, and so what they're doing is they're using the process as a weapon. They've weaponized the court system. They've weaponized the legal system to go after the people they don't like. Mm-hmm. That's the problem. What about Merrick Garland? Look at this guy. I mean, he goes after an ex-president, and you know, you look at the affidavit, they won't show it to you. You know, it's supposed to be defined. It's supposed to be specific. They won't show you any of that. They go in there and they ransack the whole place, which is completely illegal under the Fourth Amendment, why isn't nobody going to jail? Because the guy who's in charge of the whole thing is a piece of crap weaponized Democrat who is protecting everybody who is in power, because they also see, like you say, you know what I think they're afraid of? I think they're afraid of a power shift, because then they're going to be the ones that are going to go to jail. They're the ones that are going to be going to prison. They're the ones that are going to be put. Now, I want equal protection. I want them all. Anybody who broke the law needs to go to jail. I'm with that. Anybody who broke the law needs to go to prison. Anybody who's a traitor, shoot them rats, sons of BS. But it needs to be equal across the board. You don't get to pick and choose.
Otherwise, it's anarcho-tyranny, and that's
right.
What we see right now is taking place. You see that right now.
We don't have a constitution. You're right. It's gone.
It's gone, and you don't have representation. Why can't Donald Trump can't get an attorney to represent him, so he's self-representing in a case?
No, he's got attorneys.
No, there was a recent one to where he's self-representing a case because he can't find an attorney to take it. We have another one right here.
Well,
look
at all the guys that anybody on Trump's team has been attacked. Stone, you know, I mean, you go right down the list. What's his name? The head of NSA.
Oh yeah, everybody.
Everybody.
Everyone
like,
who is in Trump's
anybody
circle.
Who's in Trump's circle is.
Well, they try to totally ruin them and make their lives miserable so that they'll go away and not stand up against the. machine that's right. going on.
Well, and now we're seeing they're starting to do this to regular civilians, regular citizens, well, right here. This is yeah. one from September 1st. Lawyer representing Oath Keepers arrested over January 6th. So Kylie Sorrell, 43, has been charged with 3 felonies and 1 misdemeanor. According to a report from The Hill, 2 of the felony charges are related to obstructing an official proceeding while electoral votes were being counted, and the 3rd is for obstructing an investigation into the events on January 6th. So, you and your lawyer is being charged with obstructing. What, I mean, really, what is a lawyer supposed to do? Keep you out of jail. That's really what it comes down to. So, you have the ability to plead the 5th, but when attorneys are being gone after for representing somebody.
Well, that's why what's happening is so dangerous, and that's why, you know, they're turning up the heat. When the guy starts doing speeches that make him look like Hitler, you got a problem, because he's just going after his political enemies. That's all that's happening here, and everybody knows it, and everybody's waking up. The attorneys are waking up to the fact that nobody's following the law anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So that's why they're pushing us towards this civil war, which I think they want. Let's see what happens in the election, because if a civil war happens, it's going to get ugly as hell. And these guys are, you know, trying to get rid of our food supplies. They're getting rid of our gas supplies. It goes on and on and on and on. So,
well, they're trying to create those. I'm sorry, but they're trying to create all that too to keep the chaos going and people fighting.
They're letting drugs over the border.
Yeah, they're trying to just keep. There's always going to be something to try to get the masses to stay over on their side, you know. Because otherwise, we will go to war.
Well, because you got morons out there that'll do whatever they tell them. If they tell them, hey, you got to stay 6 feet away from your neighbor,
exactly.
Hey, that's what they'll do. Oh, this week, you don't need to stay 6 feet away from your neighbor. You're good this week. Oh, you need a mask on this week, but next week, nah, it's okay. And these morons go along with the process.
Well, that's why they keep creating the crisis.
Well, that's so right out of 1984.
Yeah, exactly.
Who are you at war with this week? You know, well, whoever we tell you you're at war with.
And just go along, because we're telling you this is the way it is. And I think that's what happened with the jab and stuff. Not as many people jumped over on that side of the fence. They thought more people would. So they have to keep creating these crises.
Well, here's a story, and I think it kind of feathers into what we're talking about. San Francisco merchants to withhold taxes unless city helps them with homeless crime.
I heard that, yeah.
See, so what they're doing is they're saying, you know something? We're not paying you guys any more money, because this money's supposed to be going to keep the neighborhood up, to prosecute crime, to keep the neighborhood streets and our businesses safe. And they're spending it on giving free needles out and giving homeless shelters and all this crap instead of keeping the people who are paying the taxes safe and worrying about them. They're worried about everybody else just to stay in power. So these guys are going to say, screw you, because if they stop paying them taxes, this whole thing sinks into and collapses in San Francisco, and they got nothing to lose because they're losing everything anyway. So if they lose their business, they're just going to move out of California.
Which they probably have to move anyway.
Well, they're going to, because yeah. there's going to be nothing left by the time. This isn't the Castro. This just goes to show you how bad this is getting. This is the Castro in San Francisco, and San Francisco is one of the most liberal cities in the freaking country, and they've had enough. The Castro Merchants Association sent a letter to the San Francisco city officials saying they plan to stop paying taxes if the city doesn't do more to address burglaries, vandalism, people with behavioral problems, kind of like what we're seeing in our chat room. The guy's got a behavioral problem. Nobody's addressing it. Somebody should go down there and freaking put him in jail. The association wants to set, so these homeless people in the camps and in front of businesses and residents, they can't even get rid of the guys out in front of their businesses. Okay? The association.
Sound familiar?
It sounds familiar, yeah. The association wants the city to set aside 35 shelter beds for people in the Castro District who need a place to stay in addition to offering, put everybody to work. Let the businesses keep their money. Let them start producing stuff, goods and services, create jobs for people who want to work. And the rest of them, you know, you can't help them.
Well, yeah, but you can't allow them to take over the homeless people. You need to get rid of those people.
This whole thing of
redistributing. And I mean, you know, move them out of the way.
This is communism, where they just take it from one person and give it to another. And in the process, they're controlling both of them. They're controlling the people they're taking it from by how much they take. And they're controlling it to the people who they give it to by how much they give them.
And we see that right here.
Not rocket science.
Yeah, you see it right here in Reading. Let's build another fence. I'm sorry, but let's build another fence around another park.
We are?
Oh, yeah, they just did it at Henderson. open space. And I'm sure they're going to find another one or whatever they call it now down there. Look, they did the Vets Hall. They did South City Park. Yeah, no problem here. Just keep going. And before the show ends right now, I was asked to let everybody know about the school board candidate training on Saturday, September 10th at 1 p.m. It's 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. at Jones Fort Training Room. It's, so it's in the classroom next to the shop there. So, again, that is for the school board candidate training on Saturday, September 10th, 1 to 2 p.m.
Well, it's interesting that what we're seeing right now is they keep giving more and more money and it thinking that it's going to solve the issue, and it never does.
It never will.
Never
but
will.
You have simple signs up at a lot of these parks that says, don't feed the animals. Why? Because all of a sudden the animals are dependent on you. We know that when it comes to that.
Right.
And the problem is we're feeding the animals when it comes to all of these government grants, all these programs. And then it makes it worse because you put these people into a situation of, why would I work if I lose all this free money?
They want you,
they want you
dependent. Exactly. They want you dependent. That's what we've been talking about all day. They want you dependent on them. So that you do what you're told, so that you're beholden to your paycheck, so that, mm-hmm. that if you don't get paid or your food stamps or however you're making your money, you know, so you do whatever you're told.
Yeah. Whatever you want, you have to get from us, and in order to get it from us, we'll tell you
what
you're
doing is you're creating a nation of zombies.
Mm-hmm.
They're zombies. They're so screwed up that they don't even know what freedom is anymore. They're freaking zombies. And, I don't know. What do you do with zombies? I don't know. I guess refer to, what was that movie? Darkness?
You don't feed
Army
them.
Of Darkness or something.
Yeah, you don't feed them. Let's just say
Yeah,
that.
When they come into your yard, you don't offer them a hot dog.
So it's like this right here. I've got this. It's a meme I put together, but it's a series of tweets in an area where EBT went down. So the first one says, I spent $23 cash in Pipies today because EBT is down. I'm pissed. EBT down.
Yeah, they're entitled to it. They think that you owe them.
So, EBT down. Just had to pay these Boston baked beans with cash. What in the hell? I should have known. I went to the market yesterday. I refused to spend cash because EBT down.
What
goes on and on?
What do you think is going to happen when the EBT card doesn't work or the store doesn't have a storefront anymore because they're out of business?
Well, I don't even think it's going to be that. What do you think is going to happen when winter hits and 70% of the world's food supply is completely shut off and there's no food? You see people die on Black Friday events because they want to get $200 off a TV. What do you think people are going to do when there's the last steak in the supermarket and everybody wants it?
To your EBT thing, I remember a couple of years ago people getting upset because they couldn't buy their lottery tickets anymore with their EBT, and they were going freaking nuts at the ARCO station on Oasis Road.
We will endeavor to persevere.
It's like, are you kidding me?
Well, and talk about a circular motion. You're going to use government money to buy government lottery tickets to give government lottery tickets back to the government.
Well, how dare you, you know? But I should be able to do that. You need to give me that EBT card so I can go gamble.
Meanwhile, at the IRS. So I got another story here. IRS published confidential information of 120,000 taxpayers online and then blames it on human coding error. All right, so on Friday, the officials from the Treasury Department announced that the Internal Revenue Service had accidentally published confidential information. Confidential information pertaining to approximately 120,000 taxpayers' retirement accounts on its website. This letter provides notice that the Internal Revenue Service recently identified an inadvertently and now corrected disclosure of subsequent forms of 990-T, Acting Secretary Anna Canfield. Roth wrote in a letter addressing to the Homeland Security. So they did that. Do you know who else is coming back to the IRS? Lois Lerner is coming back to be in charge of the new IRS. The one who was convicted of targeting.
They're following their footsteps. They got to promote her and pay her more money now. Bring her out of retirement because she's the only one that can handle it.
See, that's why you never let these guys get away. That's why when you got them and you, they should be prosecuted. They need to be put in jail. There needs to be accountability. There needs to be punishment. These people just walking away every single time with no accountability. And we can think of how many, you know, it's endless, you know, Clintons and all these guys.
Well, how about that Clinton aide that turned around and got caught with a bunch of kids in the back of a truck that was coming over, and the parents were missing their children, and she was basically human trafficking, and so she gets convicted of it, and then she ends up being in charge of one of these Save the Children operations? Give me a freaking break!
So, going on with the story...
What about Black Lives Matter?
The agency said that it would contact all the affected individuals and let them
know. Oh, like the DOJ did?
The IRS discovered the mistake in recent weeks and took immediate steps to address the issue, according to the letter to Congress. The Acting Assistant Secretary for Management at the Treasury Department, the IRS is continuing to review the situation, Caulfield wrote in the letter. The Treasury Department has instructed the IRS to conduct a prompt review of all its practices
sure.
and to ensure necessary protections are in place to prevent unauthorized data exposures. The news comes in shortly after Joe Biden signed the Inflation Reduction Act, a $750 billion health care tax climate package that has nothing to do with inflation, except creating more of it.
Well, and on the inflation front, I have a story yesterday from TimCast. Inflation and soaring food prices are increasing risk of civil unrest. So the worst is yet to come, says Tijoran Solvit, I can't say his name, principal political analyst for Verdesk Maplecroft. Out of 198 countries, 101 saw an elevated risk of civil unrest, according to the firm's latest civil unrest index. Based on data spanning the span of 7 years, the company is issuing risk advisories to expect the frequency and severity of protests to accelerate in the coming months, especially talking about this winter. So...
I have a correction on the last story, and then you guys can do whatever you're going to do. Actually, there's a correction here. The IRS promoted Nicole Flax, one of the handful of employees whose emails disappeared after being implicated alongside Lois Lerner in the agency's targeting scandal.
Oh, good. So you move and promote.
Yeah, centralization. And so it's not Lois Lerner herself. It was her employee who was helping her with the emails. So I stand corrected on that.
Okay, here's one. The Dominion voting machine ended up on eBay, sold for $1,200.
I saw that.
Yeah, I was just going to hit that one.
Yep. It started out at $7.99 on the Goodwill site.
Wow.
Yeah. So, no problem.
Yeah, what's
good? With anything going on there,
there's nothing to see here.
The device had been initially found at Goodwill and purchased for $8. It's nice to know that, you know, it's all this proprietary software that they can't release out to the public and tell anybody about, but these machines could never possibly be compromised,
right.
And they're always secured, and that code is always secured, so there's no way anybody could do anything on it, right?
Yeah.
Hey, this
doesn't change anything.
You know, that's why this is all over the mainstream media. The news you can trust and coverage you can count on.
So here's another one. More than half of babies, toddlers surveys had symptomatic reaction after COVID-19 vaccine.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
Parents reported 6% of young children were unable to do normal activities after a second dose. More than 55% of children between the ages 6 months to 2 years at the average age of a symptomatic reaction, which is the response beyond the injection site in response to their first dose of Pfizer, BioNTech, or Moderna COVID-19 vaccine. The CDC said on September 1st, and almost 60% had a reaction to the second dose of Moderna vaccine. Nothing to see here.
Yeah, it's, well, I mean...
Here's one for you. Biden admin running world's epic center of child trafficking, according to former White House advisor. This is on Need
to
Know.
Come on, Pedo Joe. No, we don't.
Need to Know News says, yeah.
So if you're flying, here's an important one. Commercial airline pilots are protesting at major airports. When Alpha pilots stand shoulder to shoulder in support of shared goals, people notice, our airlines notice, said the Airline Pilots Association in a statement. So,
well, all those guys out there that are just you know, sucking up all this news and information that is propaganda 95.999% of the time. You know, I hope that you make it through the winter with your COVID boosters and shots and everything else. But it's not looking good for those guys that decided to go just believe everything that they were told.
But here's one last one. Biden to take lunch money from schools that reject allowing trans boys into girls' bathrooms.
Oh, God.
So there.
Well, I think we're almost at the end here. We got to stop because it's getting ugly.
Everybody knows Labor Day is a socialist holiday, right?
No, I thought that was May Day. I don't know.
It is. So I hope y'all have a wonderful socialist holiday tomorrow. I mean, I'm not going to complain about it. I'm going to take the day off.
Don't worry, I'll be okay. We drink much vodka and have plenty of frolicking by the pool.
That frolicking sounds good.
Frolicking.
I'm down.
Well, be careful. It's supposed to be really hot the next few days, everybody.
But it's about